It's good old Gordon Thorne is here with us again right now, big friend to WTIP and a frequent guest on the Roadhouse. Always happy to have you here, Gordon.
Thanks. And a hell of a player.
It's nice to be
here.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, here's a guy that can play music. So thanks for coming in, Gordon.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. Mm-hmm. It's always nice to have an opportunity to get in and broadcast a bit.
Yeah. Well, bring us up to date on what you're up to nowadays.
Well, I just started my winter schedule, which consists of a and this is really the reason that I decided to, or was asked to come in tonight, mm-hmm. Is I do a weekly guitar workshop every Tuesday from 5 to 7 at the Moondance Coffee House in Lutzen. And it's a free, open to the public, any level. And we'd love to have you come down and sit
bring
around.
Bring your guitar.
Bring your guitar or come or around. And if you're just interested in watching or whatever, it's a pretty fun group of people that generally show up and at all levels. And mm-hmm. Very nice.
There's bound to have been some new guitars for Christmas.
Yeah, you know, there at least some new strings.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a couple of picks. And, you know, there's stuff out there that's not being used. I know that. Yeah.
And there's a lot of players out there that don't know how to do that style of playing.
Right. Well, it's a fun style to play. And like I say, it's not just, I don't teach or I don't explain just what I have to perform, because there's lots that I like to play that I really just do at home or what have you. Mm-hmm. And so it's really just about the guitar. You can take it and do with it whatever you want. You know,
you don't have to do finger.
No, not really. Yeah. That's kind of what we get into a little bit, but mm-hmm. you can take it and, you know, a lot of the time, depending on the group of people that happen to be in there, we might just discuss turnarounds or something like that, which, you know, would just be like a little how you get from at the end of a tune, what do you do to get back to the beginning? You know, lots of things that might be a little confusing to a beginning or a newly intermediate level player.
I have to admit, I'd never even heard of that and didn't realize that was an issue if you're...
The turnaround?
How does that work exactly? Well, why do you have to get back to the beginning of the song?
Well, otherwise you're just going to be floating around out there, and which isn't a bad thing to do. I mean, floating never hurts, but you know, you want to be able to get back to the beginning of the, if it's a 12 bar, a 16 bar, 32, whatever the song is, you have to, there are ways that you can make it a little more interesting to approach the next verse. You know?
Okay, instead of just going straight to
right,
the verse.
Right,
okay.
So you can turn around on that, and it gives you an opportunity to just kind of get a little bit creative, because it's a spot in the tune where you're not singing the song on the mm-hmm. turnaround, so it gives you a chance to maybe play a little guitar fill or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so we might do something like that one week, and it really varies. It's one of these deals where some nights there might be four people, some nights there's one person, some nights there's 11 people, and a real wide range of skills.
And obviously it's a wide range of interest too, that not everybody's a performer.
Right. I remember Yvonne Mills came one time, has come a couple times, and she was just curious. She wants to just add a little bit of spice to her mm-hmm. guitar playing, because she's not interested in becoming a, you know, quote-unquote guitarist. She's a singer. Mm-hmm. But she was just looking for little ways to maybe just spice it up a little bit to create a little more interest so she could have a little more harmony to sing with, mm-hmm. you know. And, mm-hmm. and so we that was an evening where I think there were maybe three people down there, and so we could kind of explore that. It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And there have been times when I remember last year, a woman and her son from Wisconsin, they were on vacation. They showed up, and it was we had that cold winter last winter, and it was one of those nights where it was just freezing cold, and mm-hmm. nobody was going out, but they were staying in Lutzen someplace, and they heard about it or saw a poster or something, and they showed up, and it was a ball, you know. Yeah. I mean, they were tickled pink to have the opportunity to to so she and her son came and we learned a song together.
That's great.
It was a lot of fun, you know.
You know, yeah. We should go to right to basics there and tell some of those folks that are up here maybe for the week. Through the weekend and next week, skiing or something. Oh. Where is Moondance?
Moondance is right in Lutzen.
It's of course, we know.
Right, but... right. That's true. I keep forgetting about this. Yeah, it's in Lutzen, right in the building that the bank is in. It's
center of town.
It's right in the center of town. Yeah. Right, you can't miss it if you can't find it, just ask somebody.
It's a cafe.
It's a little cafe, yeah.
And people can come, even if they're not playing, they can come and listen.
That happens.
Have a beverage. And
yep, that happens quite a bit, too. People will be, you know.
And are you doing this out of the goodness of your heart, Gordon?
Yeah, this is just to...
That's what I thought.
Just to bring it, forward a little bit, just, you know.
So it's not a fee.
There's no fee.
No fee paid.
Yeah. And what's happened over the last few years? Like I said, this is my fourth year doing this, and most of the students, most of the people that show up on a regular basis, the local ones anyway, they end up coming down to the fingerstyle workshop in the spring that I put on, where somebody from out of town is the presenter, and so that's kind of their that. It's not expected of them. I don't expect them to do it, but it's kind of what has happened in the past because I've generated some interest, and so they just keep coming. And this is kind of the last one of the season, basically, because I'm done the week before that, and then dovetails into that. Into that as kind of a grand finale, you know.
And that's at Bluefin, isn't
that's
it?
That's at Bluefin, yeah. Yes.
And that's, is that April?
April 12th this year. Yeah.
And people should put that on their calendar. And if you're up here skiing and you're listening to the show, it's an event that people shouldn't miss.
Oh, it's truly unbelievable. I mean, some great music it's a teaching environment throughout the day and then a concert and then at night. And, this year I've got, I'm actually going to be bringing there's going to be two things going on this year. There's going to be guitar workshops and a fiddle workshop also.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got Mike Dowling coming from, he lives in Wind River, or out in the Wind River range in Wyoming. And he is originally from Wisconsin. And an old friend of his, Randy Sabine, the fiddle player who's come up here many times, was the head of the string department at Berklee School of Music for many years, and now is head of the string department at McNally down in St. Paul. He's going to come, and they're going to play. They've made a few records together, and so they're going to be the Randy's offered to give fiddle workshops.
Wow!
And Mike will give guitar workshops.
See what you've done.
Yeah. And then the concert is really going to be very cool, I think, because I'm bringing up, there's another fiddle player that's going to come up named, I'm having a senior moment.
No, you're not. Compared to...
You know, I've been hearing...
Tom Schaefer.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Tom Schaefer, who's a dear friend of mine and who is one of the best out there, too. He just happens to have chosen a different vocation. And so he's going to come also and assist Randy. And Randy and him are our old pals. They love to play together. And so Tom and I are going to be a duo in the concert. And then Randy and Mike. And then at the end, we're just going to
that's cool.
Let it all hang out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. April 12th. I got to remember to be here.
Should be
here.
A lot of fun.
That's
how about
sure.
reminding us about the music that you play by doing a little tune for us now and let us know when the turnaround comes.
I'll let you know when the turnaround comes. Let's see.
Gordon Thorne, everybody. nice as always. It was really fun to see him get up and turn around.
Yeah,
did.
Did you see
yeah,
it
I forgot
around?
To mention when yeah, he did was, that. Yeah,
I was surprised to see it, but
I'm light on my feet.
He is light on his feet. I don't know how he did it and kept playing.
I don't either. It didn't miss a beat.
The magic of radio.
It is something. That was Gordon Thorne. Usually you kind of inform us what the songs are going to be. That was a surprise, so we didn't know.
I was back home and again in Indiana.
Okay, that's
that was for you. That was for you.
Oh, good.
Back home again. You know, I thought, well, welcome home. You know,
Minnesota. You've
been gone a long time, so I played a little welcome home.
Tonight. Well, thank you. That was nice.
It was Indiana, but you know.
It's close enough.
Close enough.
Yeah,
same amount
care.
Of syllables, right?
Yeah, just about.
It ends in A.
Just take the frost out of Minnesota, you got Indiana.
That's right. That's
all.
Right.
Yeah, you've got a night off tonight. You don't have to, you're not playing music other than right here, of course.
Yeah, no, I'm headed home, take the dog for a walk, you know.
Mm-hmm. What have you got lined up in the near future?
I'll be at the Gunflint Tavern on Thursday night. My friend Jim Olschmidt's coming up for a little while, so we're gonna play some gigs while he's up. We got the Gunflint Tavern, and we got Cascade Lodge on Saturday night, and play somewhere else on Friday. Uh-huh. And I've been playing with Mike Roth quite a bit lately, the bassist.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really been having some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he usually joins me when I play at the Gunflint Tavern. So
okay.
And it's really been a hoot.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
It's really, he's a great addition. He's got some great ears on him, and he really can swing.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. It opens up the guitar.
That's
cool. You know, allows me to play a little differently. I don't have to keep my thumb keeping the bass going so much.
Yeah.
So it frees me up to play some other stuff. It's a lot of fun.
And how did that happen?
Well, I just happened to see, I didn't know that he even played. He plays in our golf league. I've known him for years, and then I saw him playing with Mike Dubevic and Orange Girl at the Radio Waves. And the next Monday at the golf league, I looked at him. I said, "What's going on? You've been, you know, I never knew this about you." And he said, "Well, you know, I've been doing it since I was like, you know, 13 years old." I said, "Well,
he played here once, and it was a complete surprise to me too."
Oh, yeah. He's very talented. He's really a good player, and so we've been having a lot of fun. And it's kind of made me think about I've been working on some new, some different stuff that I don't really play out that often, and just kind of it's got a lot more single note stuff in it and kind of swingy jazzy bluesy guitar style of you know of Tiny Grimes and guys like that, you know.
See, I don't know who Tiny Grimes is, but
they were just these kind of they played a certain style. Bill Jennings, Tiny Grimes, they were early electric guitar players that played in swing jazz combos, and generally you heard them in the background of a bigger band, and then they also made some recordings with small combos with the guitar out front, but that wasn't how they made their living.
Oh,
so,
I see.
You know,
yeah.
And these recordings they're fantastic to listen to because they played like they were surrounded by horn players in their profession, and so their guitar playing was really horn based instead of maybe piano based, or they played like saxophone and trumpet players. You know, they phrased like that and stuff like that. So I've been digging in on those guys, and now that there's a bass player around.
So that's what prompted the...
Yeah, a little
innovation.
Woodshed. Yeah.
Well, I think it's interesting that, you know, in addition to teaching, passing on what you know, you're still learning stuff.
Oh, man, I just loved it. That's...
You still work on it.
Oh, yeah, every day. You know, I can't help it. I can't help myself. I really should be a lot better for as much time as I spent doing this. You know, I'm really a no-talent bum because I spend a lot of time working on it, and I don't seem to get very far sometimes, but no.
Do you use a different guitar for that type of playing? Or?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, when I go down there with Mike, right now I've just been playing an acoustic guitar, but yeah, I got a bunch of different stuff that I would use, and now I'm just—if there's anybody out there who can swing as a drummer, a little drummer that wants to play a stripped-down kit, that really wants to that likes that kind of stuff.
Hey, listen up, folks, if you're out there.
Yeah, I'm looking for, and you want to come down to the Gunflint Tavern on Thursday nights, we could have some fun.
Yeah, and just add that to the sound.
I'm just looking for, kind of thinking about finding somebody that can play a small, like a just a shrunk down trap kit. And,
Because
that's kind of how they did it, you know, all those little combos in it. Anyway, that's just another little facet of what I got cooking.
Yeah.
But really, the focus for the winter is to try to teach some people some new things on the guitar and then culminate it with the big workshop.
Yeah,
that's the end of the season.
April 12th at Bluefin. And, of course, that's a finger-picking weekend.
That is. And the Tuesday nights, I really encourage any players in the area to come down. It's last year, for instance, Susan Geckes from the Gunflint Tavern, she likes to come down fairly often, and she's a big Grateful Dead fan, so I arranged a tune, a Grateful Dead tune for fingerstyle guitar, and I got it. And so we all learned that, and we start out with, last year one of the things that we worked on quite a bit was, we play something that you can keep as simple as you want, or you can complicate it if you want to. So your level, your level of play. Just get that thing.
Great visual of buckets of moonbeams. How can you get better than that,
yeah, but so there you have that was a song we kind of just woodshedded on for a lot, because a lot of times we'll get a group of people that become regular attendees, but they don't maybe show up all the time. This is actually a funny thing. I was explaining this to somebody, and he was standing with his wife, And I said, well, yeah, it's kind of like, people might come for 2 or 3 weeks and then you won't see them for a week or two. And then they show up for a week and they don't come back. It was Nancy Seaton. And Nancy goes, oh, it's like yoga without tights.
I Yeah, that's pretty good.
You write a song about that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people do show up and kind of come and go, but there seems to be, once you kind of get into it, if you can make it, people would, you know, keep showing up. And so we could kind of keep a regular thread going, and it was something that anybody new to the group could easily jump into because it's got a wide range of applications, mm-hmm. and techniques that you can employ.
And abilities.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
nice.
Anyway.
It's nice tempo and easy going, yeah. easy listening.
Right. Easy song.
Stuff.
You know.
So yeah.
Keep the speed
very
down.
Very sweet. That. Well, who wrote that song? Well,
this guy from Hibbing. I hope he makes it. He's been writing songs for a while. He moved to Minneapolis. Dylan, Bob Dylan.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah,
he wrote that. Wow, Buckets the Rain.
I think he's got a chance.
Buckets the Rain. Yeah, he's got a chance. He might make it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. You know, he's been working hard. He's a hard-working guy. And,
is that a?
It's a tough
old
business.
Dylan song.
No, it's from Blood on the Tracks. So
You know, it's a while ago, but still.
Yeah. I mean, I would say no. But my kids would say yes.
Yeah.
It was a high school favorite of mine. So put it like that. You know? So really, it was just done yesterday, right?
Yeah.
You know, I always accuse Gordon of making the words up as he goes because he knows so damn many songs.
Yeah.
So, well, I wasn't sure about that one either.
Yeah, right. I wasn't either.
Yeah.
So, but.
Well, that was great listening, and I'd really like to hear some more music. Do you mind?
Yeah, sure. I'll play another tune. Oh, here we go. I know. I got an idea.
Here we go.
We'll do a blues tune. We'll do it. It's a pity, baby. People ain't just a crying shame. Woo-hoo, ain't just a pity, baby. Ain't just a crying shame. Oh, it's 9 below 0. She put me down for another man. Yeah, she lied to me. Little girl didn't tell me everything. Yeah, she lied to me. Didn't tell me everything. Yeah, baby, it's 9 below 0. And my love don't mean a thing. Thank you.
I'd rather be tied out on a delta, locked down in the pouring rain. I'd rather be tied down on a delta, locked down in the pouring rain, than have it be 9 below zero and my love not mean a thing. Oh Lord, ain't this a pity, ain't this a crying shame. Oh Lord, ain't this a pity, ain't this a crying shame. At 9 below zero, she put me down for another man.
That's nice.
Great. 9 below zero. How do you work that in?
You know, that's about a woman who lives well in the range of Dick's forecast.
I can't figure out if the forecast or the 9 below zero caused the breakup or
that's the beauty of radio.
Part of the blues.
You know, often I think that'd work in the favor of the.
Yeah, you would think so. Yeah. Keep them closer together, but not when they're. Sounds like they're down in the delta.
You know, Muddy Waters. That was Sonny Boy Williamson actually first did that tune, but Muddy Waters kind of had a hit with it, and you know, I don't think geography and stuff was really a big, you know, temperate zones. He'd plant an apple tree anywhere, you know. He would set his seed anywhere. Yeah.
So. I was lucky enough to see him. I imagine you have.
Yeah, I got to see Muddy Waters.
See Muddy Waters
a couple times.
A while ago now, but.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago. It was great.
He had reached the point where he just kind of sat on a stool and played.
Yeah, wore
somebody
the blue
else
suit.
Played the harmonica.
He had no guitar or nothing. He just sang. But what a singer.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a great singer.
Yeah, something about when you have it, you don't even need a voice because it carries through anyway.
Yeah. He really was great. He one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like it. You know, I just hit you up for one tune, and we've got another guest coming in. But
you want some more? Or?
I would love to hear one more song, if you don't mind.
I'll do
Gordon Thorne, everybody out there, who's going to be having a workshop. I think it's Tuesday, isn't it,
Tuesday
Gordon?
Tuesday nights. Every Tuesday
Moon
night.
Moon Dance Cafe.
At the Moon Dance Cafe.
Downtown Lutzen.
Downtown Lutzen from 5 to 7. Won't cost you any money. And it'll be going on from now until the end of March.
And then Thursday of this coming week, you're going to have a gig down...
at the Gunflint Tavern. I'll be in town. So come on down for that. That's always a lot of fun.
Look for him on Friday and Saturday nights as well?
Yeah, Saturday night at Cascade.
Okay. Yeah, that one's down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think of something I haven't played on the air before. All right. We'll try this little Western swing Bob Wills tune.
Thank you.
guitar stylist Gordon Thorne, folks. If you want to learn how he does it,
come on down.
Come on down to the Moon Dance. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's fascinating to watch and watch him play.
So you know, and we will. We can keep it as basic as it needs to be, or as you know, depends on who shows up.
Yeah.
And so it really is a wide. The workshop format is. Instead of, I'm not very good at giving lessons because I always feel like I, in the past, most students that I've had, not all of them, but I end up spending more time preparing for the lesson than they did practicing the yes, lesson. Yeah. And then I got to teach them the same thing I taught them a week ago.
Yeah, so it's better to just have people come in with issues that they want to share with you.
Yep, and it's kind of, we can troubleshoot, we can do whatever, and there's no commitment, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to show up next week, and if you don't practice, it's no skin off my nose. So.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of fun.
Great.
And I sure do appreciate you guys having me in, so I could kind of let people know about it. And
it's our pleasure.
Yeah, we love to have you here. Thanks, Gordon.
You bet.
Thank you.
Good night.